Sisters,
大家早安。
So this morning's passage, I've actually entitled it "Happily Ever After: One Nation Under One King."
今天早上的经节呢，我定义为以后永远快乐，在一个国王的领治之下。
So everybody loves a happy ending.
每个人都喜欢一个快乐的结局。
Most stories are set up so there's some kind of conflict and drama, but everything still sorts itself out in the end.
所有的故事呢都布局像有很多的冲突或是高潮，但是最后呢都会有一个很高兴的结尾。
In the children's fairy tale, this is called the happily ever after.
在童话里面呢，这叫做永远快快乐乐的在一起。
It normally involves a prince and princess riding off in the sunset to a beautiful castle.
通常呢，这个都会跟一个白马王子或是一个公主在这个夕阳里面呢一起走有关系。
For some of us who are more impatient, when we read a book, we want to flip right to the end, the last chapter, because we can't wait to see how things turn out.
对于我们有一些没有耐心的人呢，通常我们想要翻到最后去看最后的章节。
In script writing, it's sometimes called the story arc, where one story goes over a certain number of chapters, or a few seasons, or maybe even a few movies.
这样的布局我们叫做这个故事的布局，通常呢就是有好几个剧集或是有好几个章节这样子来构成一个故事。
Today's passage, even though it's only a few chapters, for me it has the ring of a happy ending.
今天虽然是几个经节呢，但是呢对我来讲是一个很快乐的结局。
It hits so many of the notes of the biblical promises and it goes to so many areas that we should be thinking about.
今天呢我们会看到一些其他的经节。
Why do I say it's a happy ending? Because finally, after chapters and chapters of the prophet Ezekiel pronouncing judgment and punishments for Israel, things are looking better.
在以西结里面，经过几个章节的凄惨的状况呢，最后我们终于看到一个快乐的结局。
If we just looked at the Bible, we would think that things are lightening up. There's light at the end of the tunnel.
我们如果刚刚看到刚刚的经节呢，我们看到呢，在这个隧道之后，我们终于看到曙光。
Actually, it's more because Israel needed these words of hope and of promise, because in real life things were going very badly.
事实上呢，以色列人在这个很痛苦的状况下，事实上他们非常的需要有这样子的光。
The historical context is very bleak because Jerusalem has been taken and the temple has been burned.
这时候状况呢是非常不好的，我们看到耶路撒冷呢被占领，然后圣殿呢被占据，被烧了。
So the main thrust of these few chapters, including the last few sermons on God as Shepherd and today, is that Israel still has hope for restoration.
前几章我们看到上帝是像牧人一样，在今天的章节呢，我们看到以色列人的复兴。
He's talking about Israel's future and how Israel has something to look forward to.
他提到了这个。以色列人的未来，还有他们所盼望的事情。
So to appreciate what a happy ending is, we sort of need to know where the story begins.
为了可以了解这样的快乐结局呢，我们大概要知道一下是怎么开始的。
We will be familiar with the Bible story, with the Bible text of how God divided land for the 12 tribes of Israel.
我们要大概知道一下呢，这个上帝怎么样把以色列分成十二个支派。
But what I want to point out here is that the 12 tribes were only ruled for a kingdom up to a certain point as one kingdom.
在我要提出来的是，这十二个支派呢，事实上后来也成为了一个国家。
So when did this happen? It was after the reign of Solomon that the division happened.
在所罗门的时代呢，他这样的状况，分裂的状况事实上是发生了。
There was the southern kingdom of Judea, which included the tribes of Judah and Benjamin.
在南国呢，所谓的犹大国呢，有分犹大跟便雅悯两个族。
This is ruled by Rehoboam.
是被一个叫做 Rehoboam 的人所统治。
Whereas the northern kingdom of Israel, which included the other 10 tribes such as Joseph and Ephraim, was ruled by someone else called Jeroboam.
在北国呢，这以色列国呢，它事实上就被其他的十个支派所统治着就好像有约瑟啦、以法莲刚刚提到的，他的国王叫做 Jeroboam。
So remember, since that point of time, which is supposed to be about 930 BC, Israel has not been one kingdom.
所以呢，在大概是主前930年的时候呢，事实上以色列人不是一个国家。
Ezekiel is preaching now in about, if my research is correct, about 580 BC.
以西结写的时候大概是850年的时候。
So the division continued. Later on, Judah was captured by the Babylonians and Israel was captured by the Assyrians. This is all in judgment for their idolatry and their sins.
在后来呢，这个以色列人呢被亚述人所灭亡了，然后犹大人呢被巴比伦所灭亡了。
They didn't just have problems with their conquerors, they also fought with each other constantly.
他们不断的彼此之间有互相的仇恨，还有很多嫉妒。
There were feuds, animosities, jealousy, envy, because the countries, the kingdoms were not of equal standing and equal strength.
这两个国家呢，事实上有不断的冲突之间，因为他们两个事实上是不同样的国家。
So with that as the historical context, today Ezekiel's message for his people is that God will reunite Israel.
今天以西结的主要的讯息是要讲到说，上帝呢会把他的人民结合在一起。
The prophetic act, the putting together of the two sticks, is to explain that God will make the two sticks one.
刚刚我们所看到这个两杖合一的这样的预言呢，就好像上帝呢会把这个国家统一在一起。
God says he will gather them from all directions and bring them home. He will make them one nation, and never again will they be divided into two kingdoms, two nations.
上帝说呢，他会把他们从各国聚集回来，然后他们会让他们成为一个国家，然后呢，他们不会才成为两个国家。
As an aside here, I just want to mention that some people use these passages to say that Israel is meant to be a nation and that they're entitled to certain historical lands.
有些人呢，把这样的经节认为以色列就是应该是成为一个国家的一个真正事实的国家。
They're sometimes associated with the Zionist movement. They're a political movement that strives to have a sovereign Jewish homeland.
这有时候有些人认为这是属于这个犹太人所谓的复国主义。他们认为呢，这个犹太人应该是建立一个犹太人属于犹太人自己的国家，这是属于政治上的一个运动。
So as a bit of history, some of you might know that in 1948, Israel was formed as a nation.
在1948年的时候呢，以色列人事实上真正成为一个政治上的国家。
And although today's verses can be used to support the idea of Zionism, that's not the key point of the passage at all. It's not about territorial claims.
但是今天呢，经节说并不是要着重在这个所谓犹太人复国主义上，它不是关于国土的复原。
The key point of the passage today is that the Israelites will be one nation and under one king.
在今天的经节呢，事实上所要讲的是以色列人呢是会一样一个国家，然后是在一个国王的统治之下。
So there are many facets of this reconciliation of bringing people together.
事实上有许多各方面呢。的努力才能够把这样的国家合在一起。
Firstly, the Israelites will be reconciled to each other. They will not be separated, but the 12 tribes will be gathered again.
事实上最主要的就是在这个他们所有的以色列人会聚集在一起。
As Psalm 133 reminds us, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in harmony.
在诗篇133篇所提到的弟兄和睦同居，就是这样的意思。
And this theme also runs very strongly through the New Testament's writings on the body of Christ.
在新约里面，当我们提到基督的身体的时候，这样的主题也一样的出现。
And certainly, should there not be rejoicing when families are brought together again?
当家庭同聚在一起的时候，我们不应该欢欣吗？
Most of us will not know the pain of being separated from our family for too long.
大概，所以我们所有的人都没有经历过和家人分开的痛苦。
So we're very lucky in that respect. But when we look at history, we can see many examples of families being torn apart by circumstances.
但是我们看到历史上呢，有许多的家庭呢，它是被许多战争啊，或是罪恶的状况分开。
So we might remember from history that when the Berlin Wall went up, there were many families that overnight found that they were on separate sides of the wall and could not see each other again for decades.
当柏林围墙被建立的时候呢？许多的家庭在一夜之间被拆散了，然后他们永远在许多年之后没有办法见面。
So the first aspect is that Israelites will reconcile with each other. They will be together again. A message of hope for them.
所以在第一个信息所主要提到的是有关于这样子的希望，让以色列所有的人都有希望在一起。
But the second part is that they will be brought together as people of God and God's subjects.
第二个主题我要提到的是关于神的子民的主题。
And God has said that He will be their ruler, and He will look after them, and He will save them.
上帝所说，他将会成为他们的统治者，他会拯救他们。
Specifically, He says that David, His servant, will be king over them to fight their battles, to protect them from injury, and to rule all things that are for their good.
而且特别的，他来讲说，就用大卫王的比喻来讲，他会保护他们，他会拯救他们，他们会保护他们的国土。
For the Israelites who had generations of power-hungry kings and foreign conquerors, this was the promise of finally a worthy and a caring leader.
对于以色列来讲，这是一个非常兴奋的消息，因为他们经过世世代代被人的分离而统治。
And how will God do this? He does this with additional promises. He reminds the Israelites of His everlasting covenant with His people.
神怎么去做这样的事情呢？他事实上是用一个 以前所立下的约来跟他们不断的来回复他们。
He's saying He will look after them not just in the physical aspects, but in the spiritual aspects as well.
他说呢，他不只是会在肉体上呢把他们救，然后事实上在灵魂上他们会拯救他们。
God says, "I'll save them out of their old sinful haunts and I'll clean them up." In verse 23.
在23节呢，上帝所说，我要救他们出离犯罪的地方，我要洁净他们。
If you remember in the past, it's because of defilement and idolatry that the people were not able to, they were not able to follow God in the way they were supposed to, and they were estranged from God.
如果你们看到这个经节呢，在过去以色列人呢是不断的有偶像的崇拜，还有犯罪的状况，所以呢，事实上他们没有办法顺服上帝的法律。
How will it be any different now?
现在有什么不一样呢？
Well, God Himself makes the provisions. God says, I will make this possible. It is my covenant of peace that holds everything together.
上帝现在呢，给他们这样一个条件，自己提供他们的条件呢，是我会回复这样的约，然后我会让你们在一起。
The earlier part of chapter 37 was about the valley of dry bones, and that's where God is alluding to the spiritual revival that He will provide for.
之前呢，的章节呢，我们所看到的这个遍满枯骨的平原呢，这事实上是对于人的灵魂里面一个，在精神上的一个讲法。
And as the ruler and king, God goes further. He says that He will be in the midst of His people.
成为一个统治者呢，上帝会把和平呢，给他们的子民。
The term here for dwelling place is Mishkan. Well, for the dwelling place, and is associated with the wilderness tent, which housed the Ark of the Covenant.
这里所讲到的上帝的居所呢，事实上呢，是一个在荒野中的营帐，它就好像是一个方舟，立约的方舟一样。
It was associated with the divine presence that came from there, and it was guiding and animating God's people through their journey.
就好像在历史上呢，上帝所与以色列人的同在，还有指引他们一样。
So this promise of a sanctuary is very important. It's a promise for the Israelites, and it will be the idea will be developed further in Ezekiel 40-48.
所以这个保证的这样子有一个圣所呢，就是一个非常重要的，就是一个圣所在他们的中间。
So if you remember nothing else from this morning sermon, remember God's promise that God says they will be my people and I will be their God.
如果你记得呢，上帝之前所提到的。 他们会成为我的子民，我会成为他们的神。
Sorry, could I have the slide that says they will be my people? And I think you may have skipped some. No? Okay, thank you. So this is my reading of the summary of what God says to His people in these verses.
这是我所看到的这个，在从这个经节里面，上帝所要对他的人民所说的。
So God says they will be my people, and I will be their God.
上帝就说，他们会成为我的子民，我会成为他们的神。
What did these promises mean to the Israelite? It meant a great deal because it echoed back to the ancient biblical promises.
这些立约对于以色列人有什么样子的意思呢？
God is honoring the four aspects that have been mentioned earlier in the history, and these four aspects are that of ruler, land, covenant, as well as temple.
在过去的圣经的历史里面呢，上帝事实上非常尊重有四个部分：君王、土地、立约，还有圣殿。
So these ancient promises hearken from the times of Genesis, and they're not four separate promises; they're all bound together intimately.
这样古老的约呢，事实上从创世纪都在一起，但是他们不是分散的，而是他们都是在一起的。
The possession of the land is bound up with the need to honor the covenant that God has given.
这样对地的拥有呢，事实上是为了要荣耀神的约。
And it is the temple that mediates the presence of God together with the acts of worship in the temple.
这个所谓的圣殿呢，是指上帝会一直在圣殿里面和敬拜的以色列人一起同在。
When I was preparing this sermon, I did say it was a happily ever after. I really felt that maybe words were not adequate as we look at some of these ideas. So we need to ask ourselves, what do these promises mean to us?
所以呢，对于这些经节来讲呢，它对我们什么意义呢？
What does it mean that like God speaks to us as He speaks to the Israelites, saying that we are His people and He will be our God?
就好像今天上帝对我们说，我们是他的子民，他是我们的神。
The worship leader just now mentioned that some of the songs he led, they're not for our comprehension, but they're for our apprehension.
刚刚呢，这个song leader 呢所带我们所唱的诗呢，对我们来讲呢，并不是让我们去理解，而是让我们去体会。
So I invite you to approach these verses in the same way, even as I attempt some comprehension of it.
所以呢，我鼓励大家呢，来试试看呢，来理解或是体会这些。
So what does it mean to you that one day we will be all one people under the same king, whether we're maybe Jews, Catholic, Christians, any denomination, one people under one God?
所以呢，对于我们来讲呢，会是什么样子的意思呢？在有一天，犹太人、天主教徒、基督徒，还有各样是在主里的宗派呢，我们会合而为一。
The ecumenical movement has its biblical basis in the united Israel acted out and proclaimed here by Ezekiel.
这样的所谓的教会团结运动呢，事实上呢，是建立在这个以西结书这样的圣经的基础里面。
And ecumenical movements try to work together with other Christian churches or denominations with their goal as Christian unity and good works.
所以这样的基督教团结运动呢，事实上呢，是对于是目标呢是基督徒的统一。
So in Singapore, for example, there's a National Council of Churches of Singapore, or NCCS, and their aim is to be an association of churches and Christian organizations, believing in Christ's will that His body, His church, should be visibly one, desiring to work towards this end.
在新加坡本地呢，我们也有一个教会的协会，那我们是属于希望教会连结在一起。或者其他的基督教机构，而且成为一个所有的基督教机构基督徒呢一起同工。
Does the prospect of working with fellow Christians and the prospect of Christian unity excite you and awe you?
事实上呢，和这样子的基督徒一起同工呢，事实上是很好的事情。
Or is it in fact something that doesn't cross your mind? Because frankly, we're quite happy to be in our own little denomination, even our own little church, doing our own thing.
或者你认为呢？事实上和这些人同工呢，事实上可能是太多事情了。我们应该有自己的宗派，我们应该自己在宗派里面自己合而为一。
Does it make you uncomfortable to think of we, the body of Christ, the people of God, instead of you and I, your church, my church?
如果我们认为呢，事实上很难去想象我们成为一个教会呢，这样来说对你是很难的吗？
Does it make you wonder how much work is involved? If it's so much difficulty getting along even with your own church people, how much more difficult would it be to go beyond our walls?
如果在教会里面和其他人同工是不是很困难的事情呢？事实上我们也可以走出去跟其他教会同工。
So, what does it mean to you that we are one people? And what does it mean to you that we are one people all ruled by God?
所以呢，这个我们所谓的同一个国家，同一个属灵的国家呢，是对于你有什么样的意思？
Because we're not striving for unity just because it's a good concept, something nice to have, but we're doing it because we are God's people.
我们不是为了这个意念呢，然后来统一，而是我们认为我们是神的使民。
We serve a common king and a common God.
我们服侍同一个上帝，同一个皇帝。
And this is a God whose reign will never end.
这个是呢，这位上帝呢，事实上呢是会把我们带到一个属灵的尽头。
So everyone's looking for a hero. In any stories you read, myths, histories, you always hear reference to good kings or good rulers.
所有人呢都在寻找英雄。你在看故事的时候呢，你会看一个很好的皇帝或是一个很好的英雄。
They hope that maybe a good government will solve the problems of their country, or at least not make it worse.
所以他们在找一个政府的时候呢，他们希望找到一个好的政府来统治这个国家。
In British mythology, there's the legend of King Arthur.
在英国的神话故事里面呢，有一个亚瑟王的故事。
And he's supposed to have lived in myths in the 5th and 6th century, driving out all the Saxon invaders.
在大概第五或是第六世纪的时候呢，他事实上是来保护这个英国呢，防止外侵者。
And in Chinese history, we also have similar ideas. We also have similar great emperors and literati who led the people and did a lot for them.
在中国历史上来讲，我们也有很多的帝王呢，领导国家来防止外族的入侵。
In this passage, Ezekiel refers to a Davidic ruler, a ruler who comes from the line of David. Tradition of David.
所以呢，在以西结的这个经节里面呢，现在我们所提到的是一个很像大卫王一样的统治者。
But the word that Ezekiel used here for the ruler is not Melech, which means king. Instead, he used the Hebrew word Nasi, which is more like prince.
但是在圣经的原文里面，以西结所用到的这个王，他不是用王，而是他是用一个王子的名词。
That together with the phrase, my servant David, gives us a clue that this ruler, this king, is different from all those that have come before.
所以在经节里面所提到的这个我的仆人大卫呢，这个好像非常跟我们所谓的统治的王是非常的不同。
This is a ruler that comes in service, not to rule, but to serve.
这样的统治者呢，是来不是为了要统治人民，而是为了要服务人民。
From the reference to David as the shepherd boy, then become king, we go to the idea of Jesus as our great shepherd taking care of us.
我们从这个上帝是一个大卫王从一个年轻的牧羊童开始呢，一直想到从耶稣基督是一个好牧羊人。
In the past few sermons, we've been thinking about the idea of how God is our great shepherd. Jesus is the great shepherd.
在过去的几个讲道呢，我们所提到的上帝和耶稣都是我们的好牧人。
So for us, this great Davidic ruler, Israel's king of old, is in fact Jesus Christ in time to come.
所以呢，这里所提到的这个像大卫一样的统治者呢，就好像耶稣基督一样，他是以后要来的一个王。
And this ruler will be a suffering servant.
这个王呢，他是一个会受难的一个仆人。
I return to the myth of King Arthur, whom some of you may have remembered.
我们再回到这个亚瑟王的故事。
It's said in the legend that on King Arthur's tomb, the phrase inscribed is, "Here lies Arthur, the king once and the king to be."
在亚瑟王的坟墓上呢，他所有刻这样的字，他说亚瑟王呢在这里死了，他是一代的帝王，永远的帝王。
So legend has it that although he lived before, but when Britain needs him again, he will rise up and drive out the enemies.
所以在传说中呢，虽然他已经死掉了，但是当有一天呢，英国人在被外邦人入侵的时候，亚瑟王还会再出现。
So the phrase used sometimes is the once and future king.
所以呢，我们常常所谓，这是我们所谓的永远的王。
So with apologies to King Arthur, the myth, but the real once and future king is really Jesus Christ.
但是我必须要很抱歉的对亚瑟王说，耶稣基督才是我们永远的王。
So what does it mean to us that we live as one people, ruled by one God, And that this is a God, a king that will dwell among us.
所以呢，这样子我们同居在一起，在上帝的统治之下呢，是什么样的意思？
Verse 27 is sometimes translated as I will make my Shekinah dwell among them.
第二十七节呢，有时候会被翻译成我会使我的Shekinah在他们当中居住。
So this is in line with the Jewish leaders sometimes using the word Shekinah as meaning God's divine presence or imminence.
Shekinah 的意思呢，就是表示上帝荣耀的同在。
So in the context of this passage, we are reminded the promise to Israel, that the reminder is that God will dwell among them.
所以呢，这个对于以色列人来讲呢，是一个很大的提醒，上帝会永远的居住在他们当中。
Although the temple in Jerusalem has been destroyed, and although they're in exile with no foreseeable future, but this is God's promise.
虽然这个圣殿已经被毁坏，虽然他们的国家呢，还是未知的前途。
The idea is also used in John. John uses a symbolism when he speaks of the Word becoming flesh and becoming tented or dwell among us.
在约翰呢，在新约里面也用这样的描述，他所说的道成肉身住在我们的中间。
Meaning that for us, God's divine imminence or Shekinah or glory is now located in the person of Jesus Christ.
就是说呢，这个上帝的神圣同在事实上是表明了耶稣基督与我们的同在。
So I started with the idea of a happy ending for Israel.
所以我刚开始所谓的开始呢，是用以色列人快乐的结局。
I've also shared a little bit on how this covers aspects of ruler, land, covenant, and presence.
所以我也分享了一些有关于这个君王，有关于约，有关于这个以色列这个土地的故事。
So these promises are for us even as they are for Israel, but as it is for them, they will not be fully realized quite just yet.
这样子的立约呢，事实上不只是对于我们来讲，也是给以色列人的，但是他们可能还没有完全的了解。
So the eschatological, which is a long word, meaning that they will only take place at the end of time and in a way that God himself arranges.
所以这个我们来讲是说属于末日的，就是有一天呢，以后才会来到。
Ezekiel is proclaiming and acting out a goal that is not about concrete timelines.
在以西结里面呢，所讲到的这些事情呢，是没有一个明确的一个时间点。
What Ezekiel is proclaiming is that God has not forgotten them. It's a message of hope of restoration.
里面所最重要的事情是以西结提醒以色列人，上帝永远不会忘掉他们。
So in these short few verses, he has hit on many of the things that has been alluded in their history, from the time of Genesis to the time of 12 tribes and on to today's sad situation.
在这几节短短的经文里面呢，事实上上帝提到很多从创世纪，从以色列的十二支派，一直到现在以色列灭亡的状况。
Thanks to God's grace, these are promises in which we also, we as Gentiles, can partake today.
感谢神的恩典，事实上这些所提到的这些重点呢，我们也可以一起来参与。
So I ask you again, what do these promises mean to you?
所以要再问你一次，这些对于你们有什么意思呢？
So this is a question that each of you have to answer for yourself. Is it something real, or is it something we have heard so many times that we're taking it a little for granted?
所以我们必须想一想，这些到底是我们认为是真实的呢，或我们一直以为这些只是自然的来的。
So although there are many aspects of the promise, I'll invite you to start about thinking from the aspect of Christian unity.
所以呢，我呼吁大家可以开始思考如何在主里面与基督徒合而为一。
Because that's where Ezekiel started from. He talked about the joining of the two sticks.
这就是以西结所提到的两杖合而一的开始。
So it's not just that God loved me and died for me and will save me, but it's that God loves us, the people of God. He sent his son for us, the people of God, and he will dwell in us, the people of God.
所以呢，不只是这个上帝喜爱，上帝爱我，他为我死，他救了我，而是上帝爱大家，他救了大家，他是为了大家，他会住在所有人中间。
So for me and you, you were all one people under one king.
所以对我们来讲呢，我们都是一样，同样属神的子民。
I invite you to reflect on these things in your own heart and to join me together in prayer as we bring our thoughts to God. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, Father, what an amazing promise you've given the Israelites, Lord, and to which we can take part of today. Father, how faithful you are to them. After generations of sin and judgment, yet you still come to them and you say, I remember you. You are still my people, I'm still your ruler.Father, we thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. And we pray that for ourselves, knowing that we have such a great promise, such a happy ending, that you've prepared all this for us. You've given us your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you help us to be faithful. You help us to put our hands in yours. I pray that what's mentioned today will be like, that your Spirit will take the message and drive it to our hearts, Lord. How is it possible, Lord, that you will save us, you will reconcile us to each other?You reconcile us to yourselves. You even make it possible that idolatry and sin is a thing of the past. And so, Father, we pray for our own patience as we wait out the fulfillment of your kingdom. We pray for ourselves as we constantly trip over and we have to start again as we walk this path with you. We pray for ourselves as we work towards unity. We pray that we will be your subjects. We pray that we will bow.As your subjects, we will bow our hearts and our lives to you, and we will be worthy of being called the people of God. We wrap up our hearts and our prayers, we put them at your feet. Father, we thank you because all this is possible in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.